American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Hurricane Beryl has made landfall in Texas. Fox Weather meteorologist Britta Merwin has the latest from Surfside Beach, Texas.
It's intense. It's almost like needles are being pushed into the back of your legs because these water droplets, the rain itself, is being pushed so hard against your body that it really does cut against the fabric that you're wearing. We're holding on to power right now here in Surfside Beach, but we did see a transformer blow off in the distance.
Congress returns to D.C. today as Democrats panic over Joe Biden's re-election campaign, with a growing list of Democrats calling for him to drop out of the race. Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, a former Democrat, says Democrats and their allies in the media act like Biden's performance in the debate was a surprise.
The media, the left media, the legacy media, acts like this was some big surprise, you know, when we found out that Joe has cognitive problems. We all knew that. If anybody was following the truth, they knew that he was falling asleep at meetings, that he was mumbling his words, that he didn't have focus. He had really serious problems, but he was sheltered. And they protected him in every way they could. Now, they couldn't do that when you had a nationally televised debate. So for the first time, the truth really came out.
For many Democrats, the next logical choice would be Kamala Harris.
Come on. She's a joke. We haven't seen anything serious from her in 4 years. I mean, we had to force her. It was the Republicans who kept challenging her. She was the border czar that never went to the border. I mean, she doesn't have what it needs, what anybody thinks you need to be the president of the United States. She won't fall asleep in the middle of the sentence, but her sentence is going to be pretty silly. And when she's done with the sentence, she's going to be punctuated by crazy, maniacal laughter.
The president's campaign just got called out for feeding questions to the media for high-stakes interviews.
The questions were sent to me for approval. I approved them.
Okay, so the White House sent the questions to you ahead of the interview?
Yes.
That's radio host Andrea Sanders. But remember when the media insulted anyone who questioned his cognitive ability?
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake. That he did something wrong in terms of policy because he's old.
We've spent way too much time talking about this president's age.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha says Biden's team has to lead him by the hand.
His team simply does not trust him to do the basic things a four-year-old can do outside of a teleprompter. Stand here, exit here, eat your vegetables. That's where we're at this point as a country. So sleep tight, everybody. There's your commander-in-chief being told literally where to enter and exit a room.
Louisiana continues to have people talking for a new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be on display in public school classrooms. Chris Woodward spoke to one leader who thinks this is something adults and kids need, and not just in Louisiana.
Findings vary, but several polls in recent years show many people struggle to name some or all of the Ten Commandments. As a result, Joseph Parker of American Family Association and American Family Radio encourages people of all ages to learn and pray the Ten Commandments.
Now, we're rejoicing that Louisiana was wise enough to have them put on display in their classroom, but there are lots of Christian homes that don't have them on display in their homes. I would encourage every couple, every family, put them on display in your home.
Parker also calls for churches to put them on display.
Now you might think, well, don't all churches have them on display? No, they don't. It's wise to put them on display in your church building.
Louisiana, which is now being sued over the Ten Commandments requirement, wants a poster-sized display of the commandments in large, easily readable font in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Similar bills requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in classrooms have been proposed in other states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Utah. I'm Chris Woodward.
U.S. benchmark crude oil gave up 64 cents, down to $82.52 per barrel. More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.